It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us now is our guest, Pastor Sepiso Dixon. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you, and good afternoon. How has been your day?
My day could get better. Hoping it will get better, but I'm not complaining about it. It's one of those days, Pastor. Trust your days well?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
With God, okay.
All right, all right. So let's get into it, Pastor. Let's talk about a diversity of views and the Adventist view. What are we talking about here? What are these views that are so diverse? So diverse that the Adventist view would stand alone.
Yeah, the Adventist view that we have, as the statement stipulates, it simply gives us that among us, the Christians that we have in the world, there is a distinction in between us. Mm. Sure, and wonder why the topic today, we want to look at the diversity of the view according to Adventism now.
I'm curious in these other views. We'll get into the Adventist views just now. I'm just curious to know what these other views are that are competing or compared to the Adventist view.
Yeah, there are quite a number of views. And looking at... like the core values that make us to be the Adventist in the world. I think we have got our own belief, as in the generation that is waiting for the coming of the Savior.
Yeah.
And surrounding the same core values that we have is that Christ, before he comes, there must be a certain group of people that indeed will reflect the character of Christ. And that character must be started now to be rebuilt, to obedience and also to have faith in him. And these people, they are to overcome sin by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, you can't fight alone as physical, but there must be a superpower which God has given us, and that is the Holy Spirit. And so, once this is done, we serve as a testimony of God's grace. But the crucial part of these people is to prepare the world for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. And it shows as a bigger sign in the imminent of the second coming of Christ, like which is emphasized in Revelation chapter 14. Reading on verse number 1 to 5, where we find that their names, the name of God is written in their foreheads, and also.
Okay. All right, let's get into it. Yeah. So what are the core beliefs within the Seventh-day Adventist movement regarding the last generation?
Yeah, the core belief that we have in the Adventist, there are quite a number of them that we have, unlike when you go to these other denomination or Christianity, we believe that truly that Christ is supposed to come and is coming, and we believe that indeed the preparation must start now as a process of being purified, even as justification is coming. I think that is what I can say over the beliefs that we have as Adventists.
Let's talk about the Bible. What biblical passages are central to the Adventist understanding of the last generation?
Yeah, we have quite a number of biblical passages that identify us to be as the Adventist. You know, Adventist meaning the people that are waiting for the second coming of Christ, as the name is stipulated. However, one of them, some of them that have been outlined, which is in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6, and reading to verse number 12. This is where we get our main concept and our name. That is where it is driven, where there are three angels' message. I think there is no any other church that has just come so strongly with the message of the three angels, which is a call to worship the true and the living God, the creator of the heaven and the earth. It also talks about us to keep the commandments, not half, not even two or three, but to keep the entire commandments. And so we can also read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, where we are seeing that in this last generation, there must be a remnant that keep the commandment of God and also the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is the diversity that we are distinguished as the Adventist. And so, having said so, we can also look into Matthew chapter 24. Reading the whole chapter, it can tell you to say that there are so many things that Christ outlined there that are pointing to these people that are called
Adventists. How do these... Okay, perhaps let me start with this one. Adventists. How do Adventists interpret key prophetic texts such as those found in Daniel and Revelation in relation to the last generation?
Yeah, the interpretation, you know, that is where the key point comes in. When you look at these that we have in the scripture, particularly in Daniel and Revelation, we have got quite a number of people that have interpreted the prophecies in different ways, according to what they may understand. You know, as theology is in diversity. Now, when look at our key interpretation of Daniel, we can look at Daniel chapter 8, verse 14. In this passage, we are told that as Adventists, we interpret this scripture as the investigative judgment, which is believed to have started in 1844, which marked the beginning of the end of time. This also brought about the preparation of the people for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. I think Daniel chapter 8, verse 14, which says that unto 2,300 years shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So, it is a key interpretation of our church, which makes us to rise up and to do something for the preparation of the souls even before the return of Jesus. We can also consider in the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, also if you combine it with the book of Matthew, they both talk about the trouble that is coming, the strife that is coming, the impending time of trouble, and also the soon coming of Jesus Christ. You can also read in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 12, like we have already mentioned there, it calls for the Great Commission. We interpret it to be a message that it needs urgency, and it needs every one of us to be part and parcel in this Great Commission. It must be noted that as Adventists, here is a unique interpretation of the key prophetic text found in the Bible. So we could note this is our mark where we are based in as Adventists.
Let's talk about the things that distinguish the Seventh-day Adventist views, Mfundisi. What distinguishes the Adventist view of the last generation from the general Christian perspectives?
Yeah, that is a good question. I like the same way that I've stipulated in Daniel chapter 8, verse 14, which is that to 2,300 years shall the sanctuary be cleansed. This is the message that you shall never find anywhere. It is the message that is found particularly in Adventism. And so, it is one of the greatest that calls upon each one of us to believe that indeed there is a God somewhere in heaven, and these things are happening even right now, which is about the investigative judgment. Also, the same scripture that we read in Revelation chapter 14, the discouragement is about also the keeping of the laws. You know, I think we all know that there are some faith which profess to say, no, the law is it was done away when Christ was nailed on the cross. So it's just about you having faith in the name of Jesus, then you are saved. So such kind of theology, it is a theology that can make people not to grasp what is the truth. The truth is that the faith and the commandment of God, they two move together. The grace of God combined, then you have done it. Everything is well and blessed. And then, so that is what distinguishes us.
And then the remnant, one of the things that we call ourselves a remnant. How does the concept of the remnant play into the Adventist understanding of the last generation?
Yeah, as the remnant, you can find the word remnant in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. I think when you read it carefully, verse by verse, you are going to find that here is a woman who is stipulated and she's about to give birth, where a dragon comes and, wanting to destroy the seed that was coming out of that woman, and perhaps the baby was born by then. The dragon went ahead to fight the remnant that remained. And these are the people that we are talked about as the Adventists. We believe this remnant represents our church. It represents our church. So In this remnant, found in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, also chapter 14, verse 12, we believe that it is the remnant that shall finish the work of the gospel. So it's not about just being a remnant, but there is a work that's supposed to be done.
Right.
That will show that indeed there are the remnant of God.
Right.
A remnant does not change from the original. I think that is the point that we should do, Mark. The remnant does not change from the original. It keeps the same things. It moves in the same way because it is the same nature, character, and also the way it lives.
Okay.
So they hold on to Christ. Yes.
Final question.
He's commanding me. Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can finish, Mfundisi.
Yes, I was saying they hold fast to Christ and keep his commandment and faith regardless of circumstances of whatsoever they can find on their way, because they have what they have believed.
All right.
They don't want to change. They wouldn't want to go from one direction to the other. So these are the remnant which would keep the color that Christ and the standard that Christ has left. So they serve as a God-chosen people, even in the end time of human history.
Right, right. And here's my final question, Mfundisi. What does Adventist teaching, or what does the Adventist Church or Adventism teach about the possibility of achieving sinless perfection in the last generation?
Mfundisi, the main emphasis of Adventism has always been and to always be until Jesus comes, is to advocate for its members, even the world at large, to live a holy life, a sanctified life, preparation for the coming of Christ, having the knowledge that human beings are inherently sinful and prone to error. As Adventists, we believe that through the process of sanctification and also empowering of the work of the Holy Spirit, believers can progress towards the state of being in harmony with God. So there is a possibility that if we put ourselves fully committed to God,
right,
we give ourselves fully, then the perfection can be attained through the process of sanctification, purification, and justification.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I hear you. Got it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate it. Appreciate your insights there. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson that have given to us. how we pray that, Father, as Adventists, help us to keep the light burning.
Right.
The Lord that distinguishes those that are in the world and those that you have chosen, dear Father.
Yeah.
The Lord, when other people see, they may also learn out of the chosen that have chosen their God, which is the Advent movement. We pray for the Holy Spirit to be with us and guide us through and through, even as the word goes everywhere. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Mfundisi, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Looking forward to our final conversation together tomorrow. Have a wonderful day in Godspeed.
You are welcome. Bye-bye.
AWR.